Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major change in how the Republicans are approaching the health care dilemma. The Senate is now going to vote on a measure to repeal the health care law known as Obamacare, and replacing it will come later. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made that announcement after the Senate GOP health care plan lost support from Republican senators. After Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Jerry Moran of Kansas opposed the bill, President Trump urged the Senate to remove Obamacare. Those two joined Susan Collins of Maine and Rand Paul of Kentucky as the four Republicans who are opposed to the bill.
Christian groups protesting the nation's first satanic monument on public property called the Bowl of Wisdom. It's to be placed in an area of Veterans Memorial Park in Belle Plaine, Minnesota. The area open to monuments affiliated with any religion or belief system as long as they honor veterans. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The State Department is now allowing grandparents and other close relatives of people from countries covered by the president's travel ban to get visas to travel to the U.S. The latest from Lisa Carter.
In addition to grandparents, the new guidelines also include grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family members were initially excluded from a list of close relatives that were exempt from President Trump's travel ban. That list of relatives was made after the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated parts of the ban, but said people who have close family relationships to people in the U.S. should be allowed to apply for visas. President Trump's temporary travel ban blocks people from traveling to the U.S. from six mostly Muslim countries.
A Pennsylvania man accused of killing four men says he's killed before. Cosmo DiNardo reportedly confessed to police he was involved in at least two other murders in the Philadelphia area in recent years. Police investigating the claims to see if they're true. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
President Trump shining a spotlight on products made in the United States.
We're going to start doing that again. We're going to put that brand on our product because it means it's the best.
The president kicking off what he calls Made in America Week at the White House yesterday, getting a look at a number of goods that are manufactured in the U.S., and the president vowed to take more aggressive steps to level the playing field for American companies in the global economy. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie taking a bit of a jab at the Democratic governor of New York. Lisa G. explains.
Governor Christie calling out Governor Cuomo over remarks he made regarding this summer's Amtrak repairs at Penn Station.
I don't think you've seen the kind of thing that Governor Cuomo predicted. You know, I'm going to smack him for the summer of hell comment. I mean, you know, we should be more disciplined than that. But nonetheless, Andrew made the comment, so we got to live with it.
Christie praised the railroad for making the first week of repairs less painful than predicted. Christie discussed several road repair projects in a visit to Somerset County. He also defended his decision to block the Hudson River Tunnel project, calling the plan bad for New Jersey commuters. Lisa G., New Jersey.
And Delta Airlines fires back at conservative author and commentator Ann Coulter for her Twitter tirade against them. A statement says the airline is sorry that Coulter's angry about a seat discrepancy, but it expresses disappointment that she chose to, quote, publicly attack our employees. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It's 10:07. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio. Weather, Flemington right now, 77 degrees. It's overcast skies. We have a 30% chance of precipitation for today. It is July 18, 2017. We had patchy fog, and then we had partly sunny this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms and showers this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. That's going to be the theme for many of our days. Chance of rain is 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the evening, patchy fog after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. South winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. On Wednesday, partly sunny, patchy fog in the morning, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chance of rain 30%, around 90 degrees. It clears out. We have mostly sunny but humid with highs around 90 on Thursday. Mostly sunny and lower 90s on Friday. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s on Saturday. The temperatures in the area, 77 in Raritan, 79 over in Branchburg, 79 in Kingwood, 78 in New Hope, 75 in Frenchtown, 77 Phillipsburg, 81 up in Asbury, 77 in Tewksbury. We'll be right back with Tech Today right after this.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering listeners' questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me there. Email me and good morning at HuntingChamberRadio.com. The phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, go to my website, BluePantherBIZ.com. Welcome to Tuesday. It's July 18th, 2017. This is a new edition of Tech Today. We have plenty of things to talk about. Some having to do with the global look on technology. Some having to do with the specific apps and devices. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the smart speakers. And now we have Amazon's Echo and other smart speakers do much more than you realize. Now, I'm interested in this because, in my opinion, I don't see these doing much more than a cute little way of you talking to a device and having it gain some knowledge through voice recognition and sending back an answer that it's going to read somewhere. But let's see. Let's find out what Yahoo Tech has to say about smart speakers. This is written by Daniel Howley, and it was published on July 10th. It's, again, on Yahoo Tech. And Daniel says that when Amazon first debuted Alexa-powered Echo smart speaker in 2014, expectations for the device were relatively high. More than 2 years later, the Echo's success has spurred a new war of the tech titans companies, including Apple, Google, Microsoft, Samsung, and a slew of other Chinese counterparts, have either released their own smart speaker or will likely release them soon. But it appears consumers aren't using their devices to their full potential. Instead of using these smart speakers to do things like start their cars or order movie tickets, consumers are focusing on more basic tasks like playing music and checking the weather. And while that may not seem like it would be an issue for device makers, if users aren't taking full advantage of their devices, manufacturers might lose out on some big cash. See, it turns out, while millions of people have purchased devices like Amazon's Echo and Google Home, experts say owners are largely using them as glorified digital DJs and sportscasters rather than high-tech assistants they're meant to be. Our research indicates that many consumers don't fully understand or utilize all the advanced features these devices have to offer, IDC senior research analyst Adam Wright explained. Voice-activated assistants have the potential to increase adoption of consumer Internet of Things applications by improving their accessibility and operation, Wright said. However, consumers are currently using voice-activated assistants primarily for basic tasks rather than for advanced functionalities like getting suggestions for things they might like or for home control applications. Within these advanced application categories, utilization declines as age increases. Bain & Company, head of global digital practice, Elizabeth Spaulding, agrees with that sentiment, saying companies need to make it easier for consumers to use high-level skills on their home devices. According to a survey by Bain & Company, more than 40% of consumers expected themselves to use their smart speakers and assistants to schedule calendar events and make online purchases. But in reality, less than 15% were using them for such activities. Why would manufacturers care? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Your smart speaker isn't designed to act as a mere speaker. In reality, it's a portal designed to get you to use more of the manufacturer's services. The Echo, for example, was developed to get you to purchase more items through Amazon. In fact, the company is doubling down on that goal by giving Amazon Prime subscribers with Echo's early access to deals during the retailer's upcoming Prime Day events. Amazon and Google would definitely like to have consumers make greater use of their home IoT devices via the interactive assistant devices, since they can capture more data, which in turn drives richer contextual experiences for the user and ultimately can become another line of differentiation between the leaders. Apple's HomePod is also meant to get you to sign up for services like the tech giant's Apple Music. Microsoft's Cortana voice assistant can be used on multiple devices like Apple's phone and the upcoming Harman Kardon Invoke speaker. But in the end, the goal is to gather user data and sell more Microsoft services. Well, let me just say a little bit about that. First one is, I'm not interested in them knowing what my buying habits are. So I kind of go the opposite way. When I know a company is put this in front of me to somehow use my information against me, so to speak, I'm not interested in buying into that. So until there's a way that I can be assured that what I'm doing is not going to be part of their game plan, I'm not interested. Number two, I don't think people can buy things if they don't physically or at least visually see them. It's not that easy to just say, hey, just buy this without seeing what you're buying or understanding the different nuances to it. I do a lot of comparison shopping. I want to do comparison of features. I'm not going to see that in a speaker. I'm going to see it on my phone. I'm going to see it on my computer, or I'm going to see it in person when I go to a particular company. So that, I don't think that's going to be successful. Now, my disclaimer, I didn't think bottled water was going to be successful either, so it could be me. Number three, this is bringing to bear the fact that there's so many people that do not know how to utilize the advanced features of any technology. I myself talk to people about the advancements of computers, of Windows 10, of Android, of Apple, and so many people do not want to get involved. They do not want to deal with the settings. They do not want to deal with the testing of it. They do not want to deal with the unknown. They just simply want to pull it out of a box and use it. And if you don't believe me, go and look at everybody's interface on their phone. Many of them don't even change the background picture. Many of them go to a basic icon listing. Many of them don't change the icons that are actually on the front of their phone. Many of them are searching through every icon to find the particular app that they're looking for. So people don't necessarily know or want to take the time to understand all the features. So if Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, or you're all expecting people to hook into setting up these things to work with home automation, I think you're sadly mistaken. That's going to be a very small percentage. And all you need to do is use the data, from big data from other devices and other attempts at this prior to the speaker and find out really what your market share was going to be. So I'm not sure whether that's really the case. Now, it's up to those companies to yellow brick road them, their customers, to know how to set up Internet of Things applications or home automation applications. But people are not going to do that very quickly. In fact, you probably would get away with a better service that would set it up for you than if you expected people to do it for themselves. And that's the trouble with it. So we'll see. It is, you're listening to Tech Today on HuntingShimmer.com. It's 10:20. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of technology news, apps, buying advice right after these messages.
I'm your eyes remain stymie when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Tech Today. We are on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business. And in business is technology. They go hand in hand nowadays. That's good for me. It's good for you. But you need to figure out a way to do it efficiently and appropriately, and that's why I do what I do. Well, back in July of last year, it's hard to believe it's only been a year, there was a launching of Pokemon Go. Remember when people were walking completely in a zombie-like state in front of cars and getting hurt, tripping over curbs, and looking for these magical characters that they had to capture? Well, just to show you how fleeting technology is, we don't certainly have the hysteria anymore, but it's still around, and there's now the dedicated loyalists that are part of it. Well, on July 6th, Yahoo Tech reported on Mashable Tech that Pokemon Go is celebrating its first birthday by giving you a special gift, a Pikachu hat. Pokemon Go is celebrating its first birthday this month with discounts on items and some things for fans of the original Pokemon TV show Pikachu is donning Ash's hat. Starting today and running through July 24th, Pikachu, found in the wild, will be wearing Ash's hat from the first season of the Pokemon anime. Pikachu was the first Pokemon that show's protagonist caught and has stuck with him through all of these years, despite Ash changing his hat several times over the course of the series. Whether Pikachu will keep the hat on if evolved into Raichu is unknown at this point, but we can dream. On top of Pikachu's new duds, players will be able to get a limited anniversary box that includes incubators, max revives, ultra balls, and raid passes at a discounted price. Outside of the game, Niantic teased more details coming from in-person events, including the sold-out Pokemon Go Fest Chicago, European events coming this summer, and events in Yokohama, Japan this August. Niantic dropped one more astounding piece of information to show you just how popular the game has been. In its first year, Pokemon Go players have caught over 125 billion Pokemon. That's a lot of Pokemon. So amazing. We've evolved a business out of thin air by creating a game that threw in a little bit of virtual reality. And it's only going to grow from there. But like I said, the dedication, there's only so many people who have stuck with it. Others have decided to just kind of hang back. All right, we are continuing here with HuntingChamberRadio.com's Tech Today. And I have another article here, but it looks like it's become unreadable. And so we need to find a way to get you the information that I'm looking for. Let's see what I can do to achieve that. Well, that's going to have to be worked on, obviously. We'll move on to this, and I'll come back to that. Remember a while back, they talked about the fact that Android and iPhones were not going to have any malware. You didn't need to worry about it. Well, it's getting more prevalent. I called this years ago. So researchers have discovered malware, which creates a backdoor in devices allowing attackers to steal data, record audio, video, and much more, even potentially deploy ransomware. Written on ZDNet by Danny Palmer on July 18th, 2017, he says, a new form of malware is one of the most advanced Android information stealers ever discovered, enabling attackers to open a backdoor to order to monitor data, steal information, record audio and video, and even infect the phone with ransomware. Dubbed Ghost Control, the malware was stealthily control many of the infected device's functions, and the researchers warn that this is just the beginning and it could evolve to become a lot worse. The new malware appears to be based on OmniRat, a form of spying software capable of giving hackers full remote control of devices, including Windows, Mac, Linux, Android systems, although unlike its apparent predecessor, it focused purely on Android. Mobile devices have become an increasingly valuable target for cyber criminals and those conducting espionage, not only because they can provide information about virtually every aspect of a target's lives, but because the device will almost always be with them. Discovered by researchers at Trend Micro, Ghost Control forms part of a wider campaign, largely Israeli hospitals, with the information-stealing Windows ReadyDup worm. But the mobile arm of the attack represents an even more dangerous threat to victims. In total, there are three versions of Ghost Control, one which steals information and controls some of the device's functions, while a second added more features to hijack. Now the malware is on its third version, which combines the most advanced capabilities of previous incarnations, which adding further malicious capabilities. Those include monitoring the phone's data in real time, the ability to steal the device's data, including call logs, text message records, contacts, phone numbers, location, browser history. Ghost Control can also gather information about the victim's Android version, Wi-Fi, battery level, and almost any activity information. The most worrying aspect of this isn't just the ability to intercept messages from the contacts specified by the attacker, but Ghost Control can also stealthily record audio and video, enabling the attackers to conduct full-on espionage on infected victims. Users become infected with the malware by downloading fake versions of legitimate popular apps, including WhatsApp and Pokemon Go. Ghost Control goes over-installing itself when launched, installing a malicious Android application package in order to take over the device. This APK contains backdoor functions named com.android.engine, designed to trick the user into thinking it's a legitimate application, when what it's really doing is collecting to a command and control server to receive commands and instructions on what information to steal. Ghost Control contains the capability to become in ransomware, with the ability to lock devices. However, this capability has yet to be seen in the wild, given the malware's emphasis on stealth, so it's likely the attackers will deploy it anytime soon unless they massively change their intentions and tactics. The very nature of this malware means it's difficult to protect against, although taking care to only install legitimate applications from legitimate sources will be a good way of avoiding downloading it in the first place. Trend Micro research also recommend that Android devices should be kept as updated as possible and that enterprises should restrict permissions on company devices to prevent the installation of malware. There you have it. So beware that they're being shamed by being able to install a package that looks like an app but is actually the ransomware packaged in it. It's time for us to take a break. News coming up. You'll listen to Tech Today, and we are on HunterChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to Obamacare, repeal and replace has now become repeal and then replace at a later date. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announcing last night the effort to repeal and replace the health care law has failed. Here's more from Bill Zimfer.
He said in the coming days, the Senate will vote on a repeal plan that will go into effect in 2 years. The announcement came after two more Republican senators announced that they would not support the GOP repeal and replace plan.
Grandparents of people from six Middle Eastern nations covered by the president's executive order concerning travel to the U.S. can now get visas. The new State Department guidelines also including grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family members were initially kept from entering under that ban. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
GOP House lawmakers just releasing a 2018 budget plan that outlines a tax reform package that does not need support from Democrats. The $4 trillion proposal issued early today also sets up a repeal of 2010 Wall Street reforms, and it cuts $200 billion from programs like food stamps over the coming decade. The budget must be approved by both the House and Senate, and it looks to create a $9 billion budget surplus by 2018. The Trump administration's outlining its plans to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. Here's more on that from Sharon Reed.
The U.S. Trade Representative has released an 18-page document for Congress with a specific set of goals for the deal between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. It calls for more U.S. exports of dairy products, wine, and grains. NAFTA talks are expected to begin next month.
Next time you're online, you can find us there at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
An online petition is seeking to stop the beheading in Saudi Arabia of a prospective Western Michigan University student from that nation. The man was sentenced to death along with 13 others for taking part in pro-democracy rallies in Saudi Arabia in 2011 and 2012. And the petition urges Saudi Arabia's king to stop those executions. WMU spokeswoman Cheryl Rowland says that the university is stunned to learn about the situation. She says they are urging critical national political figures with influence to step in at once. Some paddlers in the Virginia and Washington, D.C. area are upset with a new security rule concerning President Trump. When Trump plays golf at his course in Northern Virginia, the Coast Guard closes more than 2 miles of the Potomac River from bank to bank.
If a big powerboat comes along and heads to shore, I could see that being a real scary thing with the president out there on the greens. But human-powered canoes and kayaks, there's just no threat.
That's Susan Sherrod of the Canoe Cruisers Association. She says the new rule isn't fair and goes too far. The Coast Guard is accepting public comments on the rule and says it might be willing to amend it somewhat. And Walt Disney World's adding its own Uber-style transportation option for its guests. It's called Minivan, the service name for Mickey Mouse's girlfriend. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Welcome back to Tech Today. We are on Hunter Chamber Radio.com. I got my article here. Finally got it straightened out. Just had to do a little refresh of it, and it all straightened out. Google Glass is back. Remember that? We had that big event where they were giving them out. You could be a beta tester. And then they all went away. Well, Google Glass is coming back. Posted by Daryl Etherington on TechCrunch, it's entitled Google Glass is Back with Hardware Focused on the Enterprise. So Google Glass arguably almost always only made sense in an enterprise-focused product, but now it's officially back and customized for those applications with Google Glass Enterprise Edition. The wearable head-mounted display has long had a place in the enterprise, even at its death as an experimental consumer product, was being widely reported, but now we know a bit more about the EE hardware configuration and Google's approach to deploying the revised product via Wired. The new Glass EE includes an updated camera module that bumps resolution from 5 megapixels to 8, and it has longer battery life, a better processor, an indicator for video recording, and improved Wi-Fi speeds. Most of the spec bumps are what you'd expect for a product taking advantage of further cost decreases on smartphone components. But the biggest change is that the Glass EE module is now decoupled entirely from the integrated frames, meaning it can work with all kinds of existing eyewear, including industrial safety glasses. Making it an easy, detachable, modular device is a huge boon for enterprise use, since it can much more easily be shared and cheaply deployed across a wide range of different industries. Wired also reports that the Glass EE product is a full-on production product, with its enterprise partners having graduate from the experimental stage. Google detailed a few existing use cases, including in the agricultural machinery manufacturing industry, medical field, and logistics with DHL. In a Medium post, it's open to exploring more potential business applications, however, and it is now opening up availability through its range of glass solution provider partners. Some hardware startups had identified the opportunity left behind by Google when it seemed to be backing away from glass after the initial enterprise uptake seemed not to make up for its consumer failure. Now, however, it looks like Google is intent on catering specifically to enterprise applications of the tech, which is great for software and platform makers, but might prove a challenge for anyone working on enterprise-specific AR or HMD headsets. Quite honestly, you can see it. It's going to have an application in the media. Somebody could be walking about and having the information at the ready. It's too hard to keep holding on to so many other things and a phone or some type of other device to read at the same time, so that's good. Number two, it's also good for some type of interaction between you, the somebody, a host, and who's performing some type of webinar or some demonstration, and seeing it from both sides, seeing it from your perspective and allowing the people to see it from your perspective. So that's where that's going to be a great application. So look for Google Glass. It's going to continue to evolve as ideas grow, and I'm sure anything that Google has decided will be part of it, but it's also possible that when you start to bring it out to the public, they will find a way to use it in more ways that you possibly can consider. We move on to LinkedIn. LinkedIn wants Windows 10 users to stay better connected, so says CNET. And it seems only fitting that the Microsoft-owned professional network make it easier for Windows 10 to use it, right? Well, because LinkedIn is now part of Microsoft, that makes perfect sense. So this is on CNET, and the author is Terry Collins. And Terry wrote this article on July 17th, 2017. And he says, LinkedIn wants to make its platform more convenient for its Windows 10 users. The Microsoft-owned professional network on Monday launched a new app for users of the operating system. The goal: let its millions of Windows users experience some of the same features found on LinkedIn's mobile app and desktop site. This includes receiving messages and invites from other members in real time. Using the app also will provide a more fluid way to stay up to date compared with using LinkedIn on a browser, said Chris Pruitt, who's Senior Director of Engineering, who redesigned LinkedIn's desktop site that debuted in January and its upgraded mobile app. About 40% of LinkedIn's traffic from its roughly 500 million members comes from desktop computers as people scour for jobs, make connections, or search for news, while the remaining 60% use mobile devices. I see the Windows 10 app as another chapter in our evolving story, Pruitt said. It's all about staying connected. The latest move for LinkedIn arrives a year after Microsoft bought the company for $26.2 billion. Since then, LinkedIn has been trying to keep members engaged by and through the upgrades and through new features, including messaging, open candidates, through which members can discreetly notify recruiters their job hunting, and salary, which assists some wanting to earn more money. Users can tap into LinkedIn app for Windows 10 by going to the Start menu and taskbar. There's also a live tile feature, so messages and updates can pop up on member screens. This is explained by Hermes Alvarez, a product manager. So instead of Windows 10 members switching back and forth between LinkedIn Mobile and desktop versions, now there's a desktop app to handle everything. This compares to LinkedIn's new app to Slack, the popular messaging and collaboration service for professionals. LinkedIn's new app for Windows 10 is available for users in the U.S. on Monday, and its global users by the end of July. So check it out if you're in the mood for networking and salary and job opportunities. We're at the 10:45 mark. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee. Welcome back to Tech Today. We are on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. Privacy is still a big concern, and every so often we have another event, another situation where somebody or some individuals have utilized technology in the federal government, and the authorities would like to get their hands on that information to help with the investigation. And it becomes a very interesting challenge. So the feds want 15 full Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo email accounts, and a judge stood in the way and said, no way. Thomas Fox Brewster of Forbes says that some judges really do stand up for individuals' online privacy. In Alabama, A court just rejected a government request for a quest of 15 full email accounts held by Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo as part of an identity theft and tax fraud investigation. The reasons were simple. The government was asking for so much data, it would have infringed significantly on people's privacy. In sum, the judge said the government's request amounted to a substantial jeopardy to the Fourth Amendment rights of the users of the email accounts. Through the July 14th order was made by a magistrate judge and won't have any legal standing, it marks a rare example of a court making a big pro-Fourth Amendment statement and blocking government access to complete Gmail, Hotmail, and Yahoo accounts. The feds were also asking for access to full one-on-one media accounts. Recent magistrate decisions in cases where Google and Microsoft have sought to protect customer email accounts from investigators have gone in favor of the government. Indeed, as the Alabama judge noted, quote, "One may safely presume substantially more courts have approved of these applications and issued search warrants than they have denied them," unquote. The decision could well be cited by ongoing Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft battles with the U.S. government, which is asking for emails hosted on the tech's Titan servers, whether hosted in America or elsewhere. While the warrant applications themselves remain sealed, Chief Magistrate Judge for the United States District Court for the Middle District of Alabama, Wallace Capole Jr., said law enforcement were asking for too much data and should have limited their requests for certain time frames or subjects that related to the crime in question. Quote, "The intrusion on the email user's privacy is substantial. Every significant detail relating to the email account, including the content of every communication ever sent or received, is to be provided to the government for inspection on terms and conditions known only to the government, and to be retained by the government indefinitely, with no manifest restriction on the government's ability to repeatedly review the contents of an email communication," Judge Capel wrote in his order published below. Quote, "There is no restrictions on the government's ability to take plain view of material that is not pertinent to its current investigation, but that might be relevant to some other criminal investigation for which the government has not presented probable cause for search for evidence." He also noted that the government had asked for access to accounts that in some cases appeared to be much less involved in the crime than others. Quote, "Do three possible incriminating emails spaced over 5 minutes one morning in 2017, supposedly in furtherance of an identity theft scheme beginning in 2015, justify the wholesale disclosure and unfettered inspection and intention of every email ever sent or received by the email account, no matter how many years prior to 2017 or 15 such emails might have originated?" Judge Capel wrote, "If the government can make the case that such overseizure is needed, not just desired but needed, for the promotion of its interest in investigating a criminal scheme beginning in 2015, then the application before the court does not make it." Marina Medvin of Medvin Law said she wasn't surprised the cops were asking for such broad access. "What we have seen throughout our country in the past few years has been a judicial abdication of constitutional requirements with respect to issuance of search warrants. This attempt is simply a reflection of modern ruling," she said. "This judge is reeling the police back in, saying the Constitution is still the law of the land, and I applaud," said the Center for Technology and Democracy, Chris Calabrese. "I think the magistrate is applying what should be the standard for Fourth Amendment searches, but isn't always the standard," he told Forbes. Calabrese urged the U.S. to adopt the Email Privacy Act, which increases the burden on agencies to acquire a suitable warrant for online communications. Though it passed the House in February, it faces an uphill struggle to get the green light from the Senate. So there you have it. We finally have a judge that's said, whoa, you just can't have everything. You have to have and pick and choose. You know, it's easy when all the information is being captured nowadays. It's easy to just say, give me everything. I'll sort through it. But that's not the case. You can't do that. You know, back when we didn't have servers to be able to collect this information, you had to go and pick and choose and find the right place, the right source for that information. But when everything's sitting there all in electronic format, it's so easy to just make that simple request. And as it was stated in the article, because that we have people technologically bewildered, could be judges, could be lawyers, could be prosecutors, could be law enforcement themselves, we just kind of let it go. And yet, this judge seems to be a little bit more on focus that you just can't have all the data. There's no reason to have all the data. Not all of it has anything bearing on the case. So tell us what you want. Tell us who you want it from. Tell us the words that you look for. I mean, create a search for sake. Create a search terms that you're looking for. And then make us a request. But if you're asking for what mom's recipe of corned beef and cabbage is, what's the point? We don't need that to be in there. And consequently, to collect everything is simply leading, giving the government access to things that they really don't need to have. Because there wasn't a crime, or wasn't a crime or an alleged crime on that particular subject charged. So the government doesn't have a right to that information. So let's not misapply what the Fourth Amendment and the Constitution is all about. It still is applicable. It's just that the medium, the contact in which it's being, the information is being collected and stored, has changed. Do not let that be a distraction to what the requests are. Well, it's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every Tuesday from 10 to 11. You've been listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. I'll be back again next Tuesday. Thanks for listening, and we'll stay tuned for Some Things About Money and La Salud Mental Importa, followed by Frontlines of Freedom at 1 o'clock.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to Obamacare, repeal and replace has now become repeal and then replace at a later date. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announcing last night the effort to repeal and replace the health care law has failed. Here's more from Bill Zimfer.
He said in the coming days, the Senate will vote on a repeal plan that will go into effect in 2 years. The announcement came after two more Republican senators announced that they would not support the GOP repeal and replace plan.
Grandparents of people from six Middle Eastern nations covered by the president's executive order concerning travel to the U.S. can now get visas. The new State Department guidelines also including grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family members were initially kept from entering under that ban. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands and spend a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.